So for Juz 11, I took passages from Surah Yunus and Surah number 10. And there's a common theme for these verses that we're going to go through. And the common theme is that truth will overcome corruption. And if you think about it, sometimes we feel it's hopeless, that things will never change. That it's always bad, and it's getting from bad to worse. But the Quran is letting us know that Allah's plan is that at some point, corruption will fold. It will collapse. And we see that in this in these verse. First, it opens up talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the attacks on him. And the attacks on him were many. First, the attack was, who are you? You're just a common guy. Why are you the one that is being given this message? And then they called him a sorcerer and so many other things. And so there was a continuous attack on the Prophet, and the Quran is telling the Prophet how to respond. And the response is, it is not conceivable that I should alter it of my own volition. I only follow what is revealed to me. To me, behold, I would dread were I thus to rebel against my sustainer, the suffering which would befall me on that awesome day of judgment. And also, had God willed, I would not have conveyed this divine writ unto you, nor would he have brought it to your knowledge. So it's telling the Prophet how to respond to these attacks. Then it gives a warning to those who are twisting the word of God. And it's interesting, it's referring to those who are twisting the word of God, not those who are outside religion, but within religion. And it says, who could be more wicked than they who attribute their own lying inventions to God, or to give the lie to his messages? So it's this issue of taking the word, twisting it, and serving somebody's own interests as opposed to believing in the word of God and following God's way and not putting your biases or your politics or your whims into twisting the word. And when the word is twisted, then what we're seeing then is it is following, it is moving away from the word of God. And the word of God is what? It is telling us to protect life. It is telling us to establish justice. It is telling us to be merciful. So those who use God now are doing just the opposite. They kill people, they are unjust, and they are not compassionate, they are cruel towards people. And when you see that within religion, this is what the Quran is saying is the most wicked kind of person that you can meet. And then it says that that whatever words they're developing at in a certain time, it will become mown down. It will completely be obliterated. It is a house of cards. You just move one thing and it falls all apart. And it the Quran exposes their empty rhetoric, saying that they're just into conjecture and saying things that God never said and saying things about the Prophet ﷺ that are not true. And this is simply conjecture. And it exposes the empty rhetoric of these people. And that eventually corruption will collapse. And here are these set of verses that talk about what will happen on the Day of Judgment and how people will, at the Day of Judgment, will realize the truth over what happened, and then they will find out that their corruption worked against them, did not work for them. And not only does it talk about the Day of Judgment, but it talks about what happens in this life. So in the case, it gives two examples. The examples of Noah, and how he set upon the ark, and he left the madness, and they drowned in their madness. And in the case of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, who prayed to God that he take away from the riches of Pharaoh and harden their hearts, and that prayer was accepted. So it doesn't just happen in the hereafter, it happens in this life where corruption will collapse, because we know what happened to those people that attacked Noah and to the Pharaoh. And so the verses then end with this idea then about religion. And the idea is, we are not to impose any religion on anyone. As the Quran says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. And if God had willed, he would have made all of them into one religion. Are you then going to force people, that is talking to actually to the Prophet, to make them into and compel them to believe? So it is telling us that when we are living our religion, we are not to impose that on other people. We are not to compel people to believe. Our job is to create the freedom to choose. Freedom to choose whatever religion people want. And then the Quran says, the truth has come from your sustainer. Whoever therefore chooses to follow the right path follows it for his own good. And whoever chooses to go astray goes but astray to his own hurt. And I am not responsible for your conduct. And as for thyself, O Muhammad, follow but what is being revealed unto thee, and be patient in adversity until God shall give his judgment, for he is the best of all judges. So the two most important points in these verse, it's telling the Prophet ﷺ that you have to be patient and perseverant, and that is a message to us. That we may think that things will not change, but things do change in time. And so when there is that moral awakening of society, the question is, are we going to be ready for that moral awakening or not? And be patient and keep working on that issue. And at the end, it says about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa khayrul hakimin. He is the best of judges. We are not to judge people in terms of what their faith is and how they practice their faith. We leave it up to God, and the most important thing is for us to focus on our faith and to do good and to establish the principles. And as we said in the last section, in this Ramadan, what are the three things that we're supposed to be focusing on? We're supposed to be focused on taqwa, how to develop God consciousness, and that taqwa is based on three things. It says those who are God conscious, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ the sarra'i wa dara'i, that we give not just in money but in time, from our skills, whatever God has given us, gifted us with talent, we give whatever we have, whether in time of ease or in time of difficulty. So the question for us in this Ramadan, are we doing that? Are we giving that time? Are we giving what God has gifted us with? Number two is al-qadhimin al-ghaitha, that those who are controlling their anger, am I controlling my anger this month more than any other month? And then number three, wa'afina anin nas, and they are those who pardon other people. So those are the three things that we should remember as far as our faith, and then we develop that message for freedom of religion through Islam, inshallah, for society, and that will be the best that we can contribute to this society in enriching our society. It is that light that we are going to show for the rest of the people. You know, when you're traveling on a plane, and if you ever see the sunset and how fast that shadow is moving, the word of Islam is moving even much faster than that, inshallah. Let me also end very early, for that matter. I want to... Alhamdulillah, thank you. I want to also acknowledge that our chairman, I don't know if you saw the video, testified in the Congress today about securing houses of worship against any kind of nationalism and in particular white supremacist violence. And he did an outstanding job. And inshallah, by tomorrow, I believe the Islamic Center is going to post the video of his testimony and the questions that he answered. So our chairman, Omar Ricci, was representing not only this Islamic Center, but the whole American Muslim community today in the Congress, and he represented us very, very proudly. And I think today is a much better day for Islam in America than yesterday. And inshallah, we keep working, as the Quran tells us here, that you, as it tells the Prophet, as for yourself, you follow what is being revealed, and then be patient in adversity. We persevere and we work, and God will then give his judgment, inshallah, in our favor. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.